Okay, well, we'll begin and let's see if we help bring others onto the line. We're missing maybe 10 people. So it makes me suspect about the Zoom connection. Okay, so I'm really excited to be with everyone today, and I'm hoping that many of you were feeling some good stuff happening on the way to meeting this morning, and we'll have a chance to talk about that. Just breathing and settling in, tuning into the group. So much is happening on the subtle planes these days, and it's wonderful that we can get together and attune to a higher frequency so we can expand our spectrum of being and not be confined to just the surface 3D world. And tuning into the subtle world is helping us really embody a fuller spectrum of being. And one of the most abused, neglected, and controlled aspects of our life as humans has been the perspective on the human body for the, at least the last 500 or 600 years. It's really been a shame, a sadness for me, and I know for many people who are connected to the earth, the cosmos, and have not been separated from themselves. And they see this world of separation that is coming to an extreme point, and I know they're very sad for anyone who does not feel embraced by the loving cosmos. You know, Indigenous people have been telling the more material culture about this for a very long time, and no one seems to be listening. And so we are on a curve, a learning curve of how to return to ourselves and to the beauty and loving embrace of our being. And in that process, we need to be able to let go of the conditioned mind, the mind that is the mind of separation, the mind that speaks the voice of separation. And I mentioned this in our last class Monday night about speaking with forked tongue, what that really must have meant to the natives here in terms of seeing the invaders speaking from a place that was so disconnected that they were split. They were forked. And so for us to be able to enter this deeper space and access the beauty of our being, and particularly for this workshop, the beauty of our physical body, our physical consciousness, that which is often referred to as it, as if it is separate from us or me, myself. And it just, you know, some of these things just strike me in a very wry way. Why would we even contemplate growing a physical body if it was meant to give us so much trouble, if it was meant to be objectified and vilified in a way, you know, made to be ashamed of or not recognized as the part of the constellation of our being? Why would in any aspect of ourselves decide to create this situation as, you know, being separate from our body? Doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that we would create situations for ourselves that are difficult. And I really, even though it's easy to ascribe all the challenging situations that we have in our life to learning opportunities, when I really go deep in, that still doesn't make sense either. It doesn't make sense. There is a shadow that has hung over us in this dark period where we're going through the Kali Yuga, and it is the darkest night of the soul for the human consciousness. And so in that sense, it brings out having us live in a darkness where our truth is shrouded. When we tune in to the eternal self, to the beauty of our soul, we recognize that that's a shroud and that we don't have to be covered by it. And as we're moving out of the Kali Yuga into a lighter form of consciousness, this is now becoming very available to us to tune into this rising cycle of lighter consciousness that human existence is moving towards. So I know you've probably seen a lot that in a lot of the media around the New Age media that we are heading towards a lighter, brighter cycle. And in my being, I believe that. And in the meantime, we have to learn how to hold that deeper frequency so that we don't participate in the suffering. So as we move out of this darker period, we're able to access this greater spectrum of being, and being able to access that takes some practice. It's like coming out of a room that's been dark and you come into the light and it's kind of blinding and you're trying to figure out where you're at. And so it takes some practice to learn how to see in the light, to learn how to live in the light. And it is the light of your own being. So you can never really be separated from that. You can think you are, but you're not. So all these visions of light beings, of experiences, of ascended states, they are you meeting yourself. They are you meeting your eternal, brilliant, ascended self. Then beyond that, once we've all met our ascended self, there is a place where all of us exist in unity. But we have to realize the light of our being that we have been ascribing to a Godhead or to angels or to ETs or to whatever we worship, and bring that back to ourselves as knowing that is an aspect of our multidimensional or full spectrum being. So if you've had a near-death experience or you've had some ascended experiences in your meditations or spontaneously in your life where it feels like you've met the angels or you feel like you've met the divine, that is really you meeting yourself in a different form. But it is you. And that goes along with the Inca prophecy that they have held for these times, where they call it the era of meeting ourselves again, or meeting yourself again. And so they were right on with this, that this is the era that we are entering. So in that process of meeting ourselves again, of being able to really accept that angel is really us, that flash of light or the illumination of your consciousness is an aspect of you. If you can begin to accept that, it actually extends the horizon of our journey, because once we accept this, then there is a state beyond that of unity. I'm going to cough, so I'm going to silence myself here. I get a little congested before a class, just picking up all the energies that are coming in, and it'll begin to clear. So we're on a bigger journey than we thought, and there's a lot more of enjoyable experiences to have once we learn, once we are practiced in the more subtle, in experiencing the more subtle realms. And one of those realms is our physical consciousness. Okay. So, does anyone have any comments or questions about this? This is just a little intro to today. If you do, you can unmute and comment or ask. Okay. So what I'd like to do is lead us through a grounding, just to get the group harmonized and help clear and detox us. I don't know if you want to hear this, but what my experience is leading into a session is while I'm holding this higher frequency, and I hope you appreciated the picture of the altar that was dedicated to everyone in this class. While I'm doing that, I'm also very aware of how we're all carrying the toxicity of the world into the session. And this is, it just is a reality. It's when we're in our daily lives and we haven't been on retreat for a week, we are still carrying the low frequency energies of today's life. And so when we gather as a group, those energies come in with us, and we need to go through a cleansing in order to be able to relax and shift out of the mind of separation into a deeper state. Now, I'd really actually like if someone has a reaction to that. Does that make sense that we would all be carrying that with us into the group?
Absolutely. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. Couldn't agree more. Yes.
Okay.
So, absolutely.
You know, you're all using the word. I'm like having a moment of rebelling against the word absolutely. I gave the guy that helped me with my groceries from Trader Joe's the other day a whole lecture on the word absolutely. Because I said there's no absolutes in this universe. As everyone's using the word absolutely everywhere now. Do you notice that? It's everywhere. It's all over TV. It's in every conversation. It's everywhere. And a few years ago, the common word that I kept hearing was no worries. And now I keep hearing absolutely, absolutely. And it's just interesting to watch the words that become the common lingo these days. Okay. Thank you for the feedback. I appreciate that. So we need to do some cleansing and get comfortable in our bodies before we can go deeper. And it's been actually amazing to me how quickly we do clear and how beautifully we connect into the deeper frequencies and consciousness of our being these days. It used to take a week to do a retreat to get to this place, and now it can take a couple hours. So that to me is evidence of the consciousness rising in our world. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else in this prelude. I get there is one more message that keeps coming through that is a reminder for us that we are in this huge transitional cycle going from darker to light. And in that process, we are shifting what the human species is. And so our physical consciousness is changing, mental, emotional, spiritual consciousness. Yes, spiritual. We have not, as a whole, really experienced the frequencies beyond Earth very often. And so we are in a process of literally changing our bodies, changing our mind, changing our emotions. Excuse me. And that's not an easy thing to go through. But I do believe that we could have decided to be in this situation now to experience what that transition feels like. I still don't believe we would have created a body for ourselves that creates problems. But I do believe we could have created an experience for us, for ourselves to have a new experience of what this transition time is like. So that is a broader perspective. I mean, think of yourself, think of what it would mean to have your body change form, how to live through the body changing form. Now we did live through growing, you know, from a single cell to a grown-up, we lived through that change and imagine that magnified. So that's even a greater perspective now. Let's see if there's anything else. Oh, there's one other thing that I put up on the class page today, and I didn't realize this when I scheduled it for this day, but there's a transit happening called the Venus Star Point. And it's actually happening today. And I put up a link to a podcast with Ariel Gutman, who is the expert in this Venus star point. She is the astrologer who researched it for 18 years to bring it to the world. And it turns out, and that's on your class page, so that link is there for you to listen to at your convenience. It turns out that the impact of Venus, the influence of Venus, which is the frequency of love, higher love and personal love, has not been evident on our planet for about 100 years. There's been a strong Mars influence, which is that fight and pressure influence. And today, literally today, marks the first reappearance of the Venusian love frequency in our sphere on the planet. And I've been tuned into that. I can feel it. And actually, it's coming through right now. So if you quiet down and start feeling yourself, you might feel a flow of energy. It's kind of like feeling the solstice or the equinox. And that energy is infiltrating our beings, our consciousness, the planet. And it's just the beginning of this influence that's going to last another, I don't know, 100 years. There we go. Now, when I first started feeling this, I didn't know what I was feeling and I resisted it. Because for me, and I'm not saying it would feel like this for anyone else, but for me, it felt like a giant tsunami. And it felt like a pressure of this giant wave of energy that I was resisting. And finally, when I was in a deep meditation where I wasn't in a resistance mode or reactive mode, that energy flooded through me in such a huge way that it felt like a great release and also terrifying. To be able to release that much. And my body released, my consciousness released, it opened up a whole new set of frequencies for my being. But I'm saying this because we don't realize how much we resist these huge energies. And it's okay that we do. We have to be trained and cleansed and aligned in order to have these energies be able to flow through us in a positive way. Now, just to explain even further, I overlaid temporarily a scenario on this huge tsunami of energy, okay? So the first thing I overlaid was an emerald green color because I actually associate that color with Venus. So I overlaid that. I could tell I overlaid it. I needed to make some meaning out of it. So I took what was in my mind and overlaid it on this experience. Then the second way I overlaid the experience was, oh, this must be what it felt like when Atlantis sank into the ocean and people were overwhelmed with the tsunamis of water. And what I saw in my mind was that I was taken by some, looked like a robotic kind of being, and lifted out of the tsunami and plopped on top of a mountaintop somewhere, maybe in South America. Now, I overlaid that meaning into the experience because these experiences can be so big that they're actually scary. And by applying meaning to them from something that we are familiar with, it helps make it less scary. So I sat with that. I sat myself on top of a mountain in flowing robes deposited by this kind of robotic being until I calmed down and was able to release that image. And then I became one with the flow of those energies. I was able, through those couple of steps of projecting meaning onto the images, onto the energy, it helped me adapt to the frequencies. And then when I finally could relax into it, I could experience the pure flow of the frequencies through my being, bringing an expansion and an embodying, a shift of frequency in my body from allowing this flow of frequency. So I went through that whole process when I was taken by surprise that that energy was coming in. Now I'm going to open this up again to questions because, or comments, because I'm hoping that that sequence of showing you how I projected meaning onto a pure frequency experience meant something to anyone in the class. Would anyone like to comment? Zero? Did I just take you on a detour that you didn't need?
Sarah, this is Lisa. I completely can hear what you were saying about the overwhelmingness of it and how you overlaid what came to mind in order to allow you to get to a space where you could release and then receive the energy. So that visual was really clear to me. Where I hesitate is that I'm still running away from those big experiences and I haven't gotten to the place yet where, if I even know that I have those creative things just come to mind and come to the forefront that have been buried possibly in order, everything's new. I'm just starting from a blank slate here. So right. I understood the concept for sure.
Okay, and just let me remind you of something. You did have a very big experience earlier on in your life that you gave a certain meaning to.
After the fact, yes.
Right, right. So you
after
might,
the fact.
Right, yeah. You might revisit that with seeing if you can find it in its pure frequency form. Because you've had it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. Who else?
This is Mary.
We've got Mary. Okay. She's the first one I heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always stumped me why the resistance to something good coming in. And so to me, it's very helpful to hear you say things like, it can be terrifying to release or scary because it also makes it not all personal, that it's just me resisting. that we're kind of all fearful of this, and it gives me a little context. So thank you.
You're welcome. It is terrifying. We're embedded in Earth. You know, picture a square. A square is really solid. To be able to break that symbol of our energy constellation on Earth, it has to crack, and that's scary. Okay, thank you. Who else?
This is Ananda. Mm-hmm. I can see how reframing, you know, a perspective could help assuage some of it, but fear is such a deep and primal eruption that it seems like trying to use your mind to say, oh, well, this is really what's happening. It just seems like that would be too shallow to really touch on what's such a visceral experience. And I, you know, I told you that, you know, your description of the eagle visitation. And I thought, wow, if I was in that situation, I would be terrified.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't using my regular mind when I was overlaying those images on this particular situation. They were intuitively coming to me. And so they might fall in the category of past life experiences, something like that. And it wasn't my regular mind. And that's a good thing that you brought this up, because I wasn't consciously overlaying the experience. It was coming up through my body, through my being, as a whole experience. Like, I could have stopped at the standing on the mountain and maybe tried to find out more about that image and what was happening with my being. But starting where it started was where I had already been in a deep place, and it caught me by surprise. And so it bypassed my resistance. There was nothing in me. If I was conscious, I would have kept resisting. If I was conscious with my voice of separation, I would have stopped it. But it caught me at a moment when I couldn't resist. So it's a different level of experience. Does that make any sense to you, Ananda?
Yeah, got it. That
got it?
That resonates.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. And thank you for helping to bring out that distinction. Okay, anyone else?
Yeah, this is Mark. For me, mm-hmm. It had more of a mythic sense to it. That's what felt more in line with it, as opposed to something that was more imposed on it.
That would be another word you could use for that. And it does shed some light on the great myths, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does, yes. I think Joseph Campbell, when you say something like that, that deep sense behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, yeah, going beyond that. So, but it shows that it's helpful to have those myths to help us open up to these bigger frequencies, is the best word I have, for transformation, and to normalize the idea that, of course, we're going to be resistant to it. It's a hard thing to open up to, unless you're in a deep state where it can come through. So, and I hope that helps people feel better about their resistance, because you really have to catch me by surprise to get beyond it. I can tell you that. So anyone else?
This is Laurie. Uh-huh. What I'm feeling and appreciating is how the
meaning making or the intuitive visuals that can come. I know for me sometimes in this situation, have a purpose, and also I feel more open to an expanded understanding of that, and a possible release of attachment to those intuitive visuals that come in to kind of explain what's happening. Mm-hmm. So I can just feel something expanding inside of me, and that I can it's okay to have that, to do that, but there could be so much more.
Yes, absolutely, and that's the point. That's the real point, and that's what I wrote. You know, in when I asked you to do everyone to do some journaling here, I said, you know, write down what you feel and know in stone, and then move on and write something else. Like keep unfolding, keep staking your truth, and then move beyond it into something that opens up more for you, instead of staying stuck somewhere. So very good. Thank you. I really wasn't telling you that just to tell you what happened to me. I really wanted to convey some freedom to everyone, and the idea that you keep going. You don't just stop. You can station for a little while. Oh, you know, what does that mean? How does that help me? And then keep going. So good. Thank you. Okay. Who is next? Did I just mute someone that was going to talk?
Hi, Sarah.
Yeah.
It's Kate. Hi.
Oh, hi.
So I've been wondering about this idea that I've had for the past few years, and then of course I've gone through a lot of healing this past year that has, you know, landed me in this expanded space. The idea of the tissues in our cells being willing to continue beyond the, you know, 90 years or 100 years, that this expansion is opening us to the potential to go, you know, 150. I've had the idea in my system that, hey, are we healing into 900-year-old bodies? Is that a trajectory that humanity is on right now?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot written about that recently. I haven't myself really looked into that. It hasn't called me, so I haven't looked into it. So I really can't say much. The only thing I would say is we can't do that with our current mindset. Everything has to change with our consciousness to be able to and have a different relationship to the physical consciousness in order to stay around longer. And what that would look like might not be something I cannot imagine yet, because so much in our consciousness would have to change. If we try to do it mechanically, I'm not sure what that would look like either. In other words, you know, keeping us alive through medical means and nutritional models and things like that. I can only imagine it somehow with a shift in consciousness. So that's as far as I've gone with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So now let's do a little grounding, and then we'll have more conversation. So take a moment to settle into yourselves. So we move into our feeling sense, our breath, our sense of collecting our consciousness, concentrating it back into an enjoyable sense of being in our body. Like it's nice to come home. And sometimes, you know, we come home to a body that's in a little bit of disarray or a little bit of misalignment. And so we need to be patient. We might at first notice a little pain there, a little stress there, a sense of imbalance, and go, oh my. what did I do here? And so we breathe back in to ourselves, slowing down. And we don't try to do anything except try to slow down, breathe, and collect ourselves. All that energy that's way out there, like my energy is out there with Mary and Susan and Kate on the West Coast, so I'm bringing it back here. Their energy is here in Cleveland. You can bring it back to you. And we can bring ourselves back into a beautiful state. But be patient with yourself. And I'm feeling a lot of energy today. I don't know if the rest of you are, but there's been a lot of good light and energy coming through the group. Okay, and let your shoulders relax, let your lower back relax, your cranial bones relax, soften. Feel your attention behind your eyes. And then in your neck, behind your thyroid. And then bringing a nice big smile on your face and smiling as you slide down that spinal column all the way to the bottom of the spine, like screaming in delight, sliding down a slide with the curves in it and coming to the base of the spine, feeling the smile spread out in your seat and your torso. And adjusting to that. Feeling the energy flowing through your palms. Maybe your sphere of energy expanding. And having the subtle sense take over from the mind. And coming down through the thigh muscles to the calf muscles. And inviting the calf muscles to soften and release. And coming on down to the soles of the feet and the centers and the soles of each foot. Reconnecting to the flow of our being, flows into the earth. And let's feel those roots today and follow how they travel, journey to a point where they actually stop and let them go till they stop naturally. And when that happens, we connect with the upward flow of the creation energies, the prana, the mana, the chi, the love of Mother Earth. And then we feel the energies flowing upward, filling us at the same time that the energies are spiraling downward. And we're in kind of an IV situation where we're getting replenished and drained of the heavy energies, receiving an infusion of the infinite flow of creation. Where we're held up, filled up with a stronger more brilliant vital energy. And that also influences the mind of separation. It brings it into connection with your wholeness. And I'll be quiet for a few moments, so let each of you find that flow in you. And notice how your sense of self how your being is trending no destination here just trending Notice if there's areas of your body that are releasing thoughts or feelings that have gripped you are softening and dissolving. And return to your smile when you want to. Feeling that flush of a smile flow through you. Feeling what a full body smile feels like. And let that smile get bigger and bigger. Let it transform, shift frequency. what higher frequencies are being attracted to the smile, are wanting to join with the smile. Inviting further release of your muscles and fascia. And mental activity. Maybe feel a twinkling starting to bubble up in you. Little twinkles here, little twinkles there, as the sparkling self begins to break through to your awareness. Call these bibbidi bobbidi boo moments where the fairy godmother takes her wand and sparkles our being. And invite a little more release of the fascia and the muscles. Freeing up the flow of energy in the body, in the cells and tissues. And letting the energy form an internal matrix, like an internal skeleton. So that you begin to identify with this energetic matrix forming the structure of your being. And it interpenetrates with the physical, with the bones and the muscles and the cells and the tissues. But it's the underlying informative energy that causes a tree to grow or to cause our body to grow in the way that it grows. And we continue to shed, continue to release, allowing more flow, more light, more sparkle. And we're staying in the body now. We are, you'll note that you are in your body. We are not out beyond the crown chakra. We are feeling the energies of the body, of creation in our physical consciousness. And in some circles, this energy is equivalent to the Schumann resonance of the earth, which has been changing a lot lately. But it is the frequency that the earth vibrates to and that we vibrate to when we're in our optimal state in coherence with the earth. But it's not just energy. It's wisdom and love and power too. And when we don't project on it, and we allow this energy to flow and attune our body, we receive insights, we receive intuitive knowing, we experience harmony with our being on all levels while we're still in a body. And now we're starting to touch upon the more expanded consciousness of the body. And it makes sense that it's connected to the earth because our body is of the earth. And we cannot have a fully embodied, harmonious experience with our body without being connected to the earth. Now, we may be able to leave our body and have a different type of ascended experience, but that's what we're not focused on that today. We're really exploring the beauty of our physical consciousness and being here in a way that's much more pleasant and ultimately more healthy and whole. And this is what really makes us an indigenous person. Think over 20 some years ago, maybe more, I gave a talk at the Bioneers that was titled, "We Are All Indigenous." And we are when we connect and become deeply relational with Mother Earth. Return to the smile, and maybe you can notice how it flows through your body even more now. And this is what I call purification. This is the releasing of the low frequency energies into the earth to be transformed. They're eaten by the earth. They're received by the earth. They're used by the earth. And they're digested and transformed. Now, if you can notice some resistance in your body, somewhere where you feel like you're holding that you may not be aware of, find a place and invite a deeper relaxation to that place. See if a release will happen, which allows in more light, more joy, more wisdom, more love. Invite the cranial bones to soften and relax some more. If you need to stretch a little, go ahead, or wiggle a little. And as you note any tension building in any area, and it can travel, invite that to soften and release some more. And as we fill up with this beautiful creation energy, and we relax into it as much as possible, our truer intelligence begins to awaken. So, in other words, what we thought was us, that mind of separation, the body and mind separated, once the body and mind come back together, our true intelligence, our living being, begins to emerge. And we're just touching that now. So we fill with this energy, we flow with it, we become it. And with each enlargement or harmonizing with this energy, we drop that sense of separation and come back into a whole flow. So for instance, you might be able to feel the flow from your feet to your brain and your head and your arms and shoulders. And that is coming back into a mind-body unified state. And it doesn't mean that you can't think or do any longer, but it a different intelligence, a different identifying aspect of our being begins to awaken. Now feel that possibly around the root chakra and the second chakra. And this is where a lot of the creakiness in our body, a lot of the rigidity is located, is in the energetic psychic structures of the root chakra and the second chakra. A lot of the resistance is here. So as we become more attuned to the subtle, we are able to invite this energy into areas where we were holding and it couldn't enter before. And this is how my resistance looks to me, just to give you an idea. It looks like a screaming banshee, like, oh, no, 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 I'm not going to release. I'm just, you know, it just wants to scream, no, 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 as the energy is filling me up and seeping into those crinkled, bent, crusty places. And sometimes the resistance makes us pop out of the meditation and just say, I'm done. And all of a sudden you find yourself standing up and going to do something, or you're just like gone from the experience. And that's the effect of the resistance at that point for you. I'd like you to perform a test for yourself. I would like you to think, purposefully think a thought that you would think from your mind of separation. You know, something like, oh, I have to get this done, or I have to be ready at 1 o'clock, or, you know, something that has some pressure in it, and see how that feels to you now. Okay. And then coming back to your flow, and try something to this effect. Oh, I'll be ready at 1 o'clock for my meeting. And feel the difference. Hopefully it illustrates how the mind of separation, separated from the wholeness of being, creates a very uncomfortable experience and leads to further discomfort limitation and tension. And you might be able to feel in your body where that tension is centered or more likely to appear. And then come back. If you're having trouble coming back, come back to your smile. Feeling your feet. Immersing yourself in the flow of the creation energies. And it might take a second to let go. That's how much of a grip that separation has on us. And I'll be quiet so you can sink back into your flow. And smile. Feel the energy in the palms of your hand and the hands and the soles of your feet. Merge with the flow. And this is where your true being begins to awaken. And don't expect your true being to be speaking in words just yet. Just a sense. And good. We're not going to leave this state, but we are going to have a little conversation from this state. How's that? And would someone be willing to share their experience of what the voice of separation felt like in their body, where they sensed the tension from it or the pain? Would someone be willing to share that? There had to be a contrast there between the two states.
This is Mary.
Hi,
I felt it in my lower back. Yeah, just stiffened up, and that's where I've been having problems. But when I saw it softened, when I softened with just letting it go and bringing in a loving thought.
Does that open something up for you?
Yeah, I just felt a little freer and lighter.
And a reduction in pain?
Yes, for sure.
I mean, you've been working with that for a while now, so this is a big clue.
Yes. It's actually since our last workshop, I've doing way better. I'm swimming in the morning again.
Ooh.
Which is huge for me.
Oh.
So I had a shift.
Wonderful.
But I can still, it's funny because, yeah, that's where it was. So I can see the connection.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That's a medical intuitive reading for you. Okay, thank you. How about anyone else? Would someone else like to share?
This is Arlie.
Hi, Arlie.
Well, first, I was curious, is the sacral the second chakra?
Yes. I'm sorry for not delineating it a little better.
Okay. Yeah, that's when you cued us into just kind of getting into the body there, I felt a real darkness and stickiness in my womb space. And just kind of letting that energy move and have some movement there. I felt an intuitive trust come back to myself. And that was very peaceful.
It touches me to hear that you can regain trust. That's huge.
It's been a hard one for me right now.
It's a hard one for everyone. Yeah, but that's huge. Just to touch into that and feel that is huge. Wonderful. Okay, one last person.
This is Laurie.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought the awareness and invitation into my lower right back area where there was pain and tightness and tension. I didn't feel a shift in the actual pain itself, but right away I felt like a opening in my whole base, and more tingling. And then what was really interesting is that my left leg often feels really different from my right leg. It doesn't feel smaller, doesn't feel like it's filling. And after a minute or two, I started to feel movement in that leg. So that was cool.
Yeah. Good. Beautiful. So hopefully this made a point about that mind-body separation and what it creates for us, and how being connected to this flow and our smile and the creation energies starts to, it's like reinflate our body, our being, and body and being go together. At this point, you can't separate them now. And that becomes the voice of connection, of mind-body wholeness, which is where the love begins to awaken too. Just breathe and soften. So we've been going for almost an hour and a half. It's 11:24. Why don't we take a 10-minute break? 15. Okay, we'll come back at 11:40. Now, do not disconnect from the call. Stay on mute. I'll be on mute, but gently walk a little, go to the bathroom. You can have something, a snack or whatever you need. But maintain this space as best as you can. And we'll take a little break right now. So we'll be back at 11:40. That's Eastern time. So thank you for the West Coast people for being up so early. So we'll see you in 15 minutes, and don't hang up. There we go. So I hope you were able to get up and stretch and have a little snack, enjoy at least the gorgeous day that we're having in Northeast Ohio. Oh my God, it's a perfect fall day. For those of you who are in different places, I hope you are having beautiful days too. Okay, so any comments or questions or insights at this point that you'd like to share? I see someone.
Sarah.
Who's that?
Can you hear me?
Is that Kate?
It's Kate. The call is very, very broken up. I'm broken up, but
okay, let's see what we need to do here. You're broken up too. So if that's how I sound to everyone else, that's not good. I'm going to mute and unmute and see what happens. Okay, I'm unmuted. Is that any better?
No.
Sarah, you're clear for me.
And you're clear for me too.
Okay. Hold on. Ken says it's okay.
You're clear for me too.
Okay, so Kate, it might be your connection.
I think it's her connection.
Yeah. Do you want to try calling?
I'll hang up.
And call in again.
Okay, I'll be back.
Okay, mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Sarah, I have a question.
Okay, Susan.
Susan.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the first and the second chakras just really released for me, but my third and fifth chakras, I'm feeling incredible resistance.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. Well, okay.
It's going to be a series of unfolding here. And getting the base set is what we need. These lower two chakras are, oh, Kate's back. Good. Right, Kate? Say yes.
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sound good. These, the root chakra and the second chakra are really the energy centers where most of our pain and suffering are located. And so as we open these up and get them cleared through, the rest will start to flow better. Were some of you able to feel that opening and clearing through the root or the second chakra? I know Arlie mentioned it.
Sarah, this is Lisa.
Uh-huh.
I think I drifted off and I was humped over and I heard you say, this is where you meet your higher self, and my body just came right up and everything started to flow. And that's when I really felt the groundedness and really the melting into the chair. Actually, I haven't gotten out of the chair yet. So,
do you have a bed pillow to hold you up?
I have a Be Cozy.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And a strong back chair. So good. I have everything.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, someone else was going to share.
Hi, Sarah. This is Scott.
Hi.
The shift was from a sense of being wrong to a sense of being ready for anything. So it felt really nice to make that transition.
That feeling of being wrong is so awful. I just hate it.
That's right.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Okay. Thank you. I know it's a terrible feeling to feel wrong and bad about ourselves. And that has been part of this, the effect of the voice of separation. That is the effect of it. To feel bad about ourselves, to be disconnected from who we are, and to feel wrong all the time, to feel less than. And it's just, if there's any conspiracy theory, that's where it sits, is to keep us separate from ourselves and not feeling good. Okay. The other point I wanted to make, in the little booklet, I really make the point about writing things down now. Journaling has always been a good practice. And at this point where things are going so fast, it's a good idea to write down your insights, the experiences you have, and keep note of them so that you remember them. There's so often that we feel something good, we get some insight, we have some clues as to where we need to go with ourselves, and then we completely forget them because we get caught up in the whirlwind. And at this point, with how quickly everything is moving, I am really recommending that you start writing things down. And on the back sheets of the booklet, it says, "What I want to remember." So you can have a whole experience and then synthesize it into something succinct that you want to remember. So for example, with Scott, he can remember that when he's in his connected place, he feels ready, available, and open. And when he's not, he feels wrong. It's, you want to write those down so that you remember to return to the good places. I think we forget about those too often, and it's too easy for all the hecticness and the heavy energies to make us forget. And if I attribute anything to how I unfold, it's because I love the good experiences so much. Excuse me. I want them so desperately that I don't let myself forget them. And I keep returning to them as often as I can until they start stringing along into longer and longer periods. And my feeling wrong is so awful that I hate staying there. And that's my motivation for climbing back out into these higher frequencies and feeling better. So please start taking notes of what works for you, where you'd like your consciousness to be. And by writing it down, you'll be solidifying that consciousness. In other words, probably when you read those words again, you'll be able to get back there. Any comments or questions about that?
Sarah. Uh-huh. Marianne here.
Hi.
Hi there. What really helped me when you sent out to start slowing down, that really resonated with me. And I did so, and I did so quite comfortably. So it really spoke to me. And I have the ability to do that. So I did. And it was very helpful.
Oh, good. Can you slow down? I mean, how much more can you slow down? Being luxuriously retired.
Yes. I think it certainly helps with the gratitude factor. I suppose it was reflective too, to all the times I did not slow down. and the resultant consequence of that. So
there you go. Yeah, that's what you want to write down.
Okay. the remembering.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
All righty.
Okay. And who else is on the line?
Mary.
Someone? Oh, Mary. There you go.
You know, that's been kind of a theme for me lately is just I've kind of come out of a lot of back pain and I've started swimming again and I feel better and I'm doing yoga. And it's so easy to just be in that and blip out and forget. And so it's like, remember, you know, have gratitude for this because it's major, huge, you know, and don't just forget.
I'm so glad you're feeling better. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So let's pause for a moment and feel our flow and fullness. And smile. It's amazing how that reconnects us. It's a Taoist practice, the inner smile, where you smile to all the organs. And we've done it before and we'll do it again, but smiling through your being is just so available. There we go. See, that lightened the group energy tremendously. It took it up several octaves. So if you could at this point, just recall your intention. And we're not going to share them. That's your personal, private empowerment. But let that intention sit in the fullness of your energy. Let it be radiated by your smile. Don't try to figure it out, solve it, make it happen. Let it be bathed in the energy anywhere in your body, anywhere around you. And now, a brilliant higher frequency beam is coming in to help empower those intentions. And all the heavy energy accompanying them is being digested. Why would there be heavy energy with intentions? It might be obvious to you, but usually intentions are set because we want to get out of fear, we want to change something, we want to be something. And so there's they usually arise out of that voice of separation, which carries with it heavy energies. And right now, this beautiful axis light, it's a very strong beam of toroidal field opening up and energy flowing to cleanse the intentions of their any heavy energy. Okay, and let's let go of thinking about the intentions. Just let it go. And then feel what happens to the energies. Did anyone notice a difference once they let go of holding their intention?
This is Mark. For me, it felt like there was a bit of a fog. Once I released it, it kind of like just kind of cleared up altogether.
Oh, good. Okay. Anyone else?
I was doing some energy work, and when you asked us to let go and I relaxed that, I definitely went to the next level.
Okay, so what did you mean you were doing some energy work? What were you doing? If you don't mind
I'm
sharing.
I'm holding a device that is kind of star aligned as far as the technology. And I was just sort of circulating it around a little bone area in my face that I'm wanting to heal. And you asked us to release. So I just set the tool down and went into my own system and just relaxed. And then I noticed myself open.
Okay. So you'll work with figuring that out. Okay.
Cindy, I experienced a lightness and then a rising up of the energy, which was very uplifting.
Uh-huh. Good. Let's try holding the intention in a different way. In just letting it be in our wholeness. So in other words, you're not going to use your mind. You're going to let it sit in your field, your body, wherever it's going to be. You're just going to think of it once and let it go. Okay, so what did we notice? What different things did people notice?
This is Larry. I felt an expansion and no grip. And the smile was, actually, this is just coming to me now. I wasn't conscious of this when we did this, but like I can feel the energy of the smile just there this time.
And so what do you get from that?
That my mind grips and attaches, and then that ripples all through me.
Okay. And what do you think it does to the intention?
It constricts it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Which kind of blocks it from being able to manifest, I think.
Right, or manifest in some distorted version, maybe.
Yeah.
I know, how many times have we wanted something, gotten it, and then oops.
Wow.
Okay, anyone else? Thank you, Lori. Come on, I know you guys are good at this. What happened? This is important.
Sarah, it's Lisa. I experienced exactly what we were just talking about, that I was blocked and I was aware that the energy couldn't penetrate, and I just started speaking for help to allow me to feel safe to receive the energy. And I really never got past just the mantra. So that's right.
Yeah. So that's part of that. You know, when I think of the phrase from the 12-step programs of turning it over, to me, that's what this is like. It's really letting go of the control and letting the energy take this to whatever its next higher version is. Mm-hmm. And yes, it can be hard to let go of that. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the pattern recently. So uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the time where it's, and thank you for that memory earlier today, because there was a time where I trusted.
Yes.
Completely trusted and was open.
So right. Thank you. And another clue about that was you trusted because you thought it was outside of yourself.
Oh, you're so right. Well, once I brought it in my spiritual walk, that's when all the walls shut down.
Uh-huh. So, right. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else on anything? Right now. Okay.
Sarah, this is Susan, and I received an incredible feeling of gratitude.
That feels very rich in you.
Yeah, it was, it was really wonderful.
I can feel that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's really radiating as a light through you, Susan.
I can feel it. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible connection I've never felt before. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that.
Sarah, this is Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you asked us to be, my being just absorbed immediately what you asked, and I had a full body alignment, shifting my spinal column from the right to more erect. The vision of a beautiful crescent moon with a circular light came in, and the wholeness of being in togetherness in intention versus separate in my mind for what I realized was a want, a desire, or a projection of an outcome to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Really hit home for me that to just be in the mind was, my brain was able to just soften and be in the light of intention. It's a new food for my being versus the mind wanting to create that, as you were talking about earlier, adding on something. And I feel more whole, very much whole in the togetherness of intention. Thank you.
Beautiful. So when we're in our daily life, and this is perfectly bringing up the point, you know, we're going to be creating intentions, and we should be creating intentions. It's a good thing. And then taking the next step to turning them over in a way, to turn them over into the light, into the flow. Some people Reiki their intentions, but if you Reiki it with the same mind that you created it, it will still come out the same. But if you can turn it over and let it be flooded by the light of your being, by the flow, it's going to have multiple dimensions of impact on you. And I was going to say one other thing. For those of you who have been in the classes where we used a light list, you can go back to that, you know, putting the little sunshine in the corner of the paper and writing down your intentions on a sheet, and then just look at the little smiley sunshine. Don't look at what you wrote down. Let the flow from the sunshine radiate into the intentions, and then allow it to blossom into what they need to be. It's a good thing to bring out the light list again. We need that focus. How easy is it to lose focus these days if you're very busy with life? If you're slowed down and you're not out in the world a lot, then it's easier. But if you're in the whirlwind of what's going on, it's really good to have some focus points to help bring your concentration and your energy back to you. Okay. Let's breathe and come back to that sense of wholeness. Smile. Relax into your being. Now, I want to point out where we are as a group right now. We're at a choice point, and this would be the same place that you would be in your own meditations, where there's a feeling of a little bit of tiredness, like you've had enough or you're cooked enough. And we could stop and have our lunch break, or we can feel cooked, done. And what's really cooked and done is the mind of separation. It's not really what's exhausted. Your true being is not really exhausted. Your true being is soaking up the incredible vibrations that the group has felt and created. Let's see if you can feel that. One is the tiredness, which is not a bad place to be. It can be what it is. And a little nap is good, or a little break is good. And you could try sensing from the wholeness of your being, letting the exhaustion dissolve if possible. And it's like you go through a little portal and you come into a more expanded, light-filled sphere of being. That exhaustion is the mind giving up. Finally, in its last gasping breath of trying to hold on, there we go. And if you are able to kind of shift into this broader sphere of light and lighter energy, there's a sense of happiness, a brightness that comes into us. And if you didn't shift, let yourself go to sleep for a few moments here. I'm not going to push us too far, but I wanted to take the opportunity right now to show you that there's a choice point. Toroidal field expands even more. And just to show you how the mind can come in. To me, it looks like a pumpkin right now. All those lines of the toroidal field are bringing up images of pumpkins. And that's another overlay. Just relax into the expansion like you're sitting on a beach and sinking into the sand. And the warmth is coming up from below and the sun shining down and the waves are singing to you. And relax into it. And you'll feel yourself expand even more. And what's happening here is the mind is really trying to hold on. And this is when hopefully we can feel that expansion and come into that nonverbal sensing space. And this is really the clarified space of the third chakra. Don't focus on the third chakra because it's a little more expanded. So you can feel that your body, maybe you can feel that your body is in a very expansive sphere of living energy, balanced, and let's just feel this for a little bit here. And if you're not, take a little nap. And this is where the stories of our life become digested. What we've identified with, the limited ones. So from the energetic point of view, we're going through a digestive process and clearing, releasing, raising the frequency of all of our memories, all of our history. What's available to transform. It makes us more available for transforming the personality And just a note, you may be feeling your whole field. You might be feeling different chakras, different energy flows, but the focus really is in the third chakra. And each chakra is a full sphere of being. And so you'll feel the whole system. And notice that you are still in your body, that there is a radiant field that expands from the physical to the more subtle. We're getting a very big cleansing here. If you can stay with it for a little bit longer. All those times we felt wrong are being cleared. And in relation to how our being will allow us to let go of those, and it's different for each person. We're clearing through all those times of feeling wrong, bad, less than. And they're being vibrated into a different frequency. Picture them like the cymatic images where you see the vibration shifting the random sand into a cohesive mandala shape. it's sort of like that. But don't picture anything. Just let it happen. The fire has burned it up. And now there's an integration happening. I'll just take a moment to greet and be in gratitude for Mother Earth and the earth element and the spirit of the land and the nature spirits and the spirit of the water and the spirit of the fire. Spirit of the air and the spirit of the ether. Any comments to share right now? And you can speak from this deep place. It's a good practice to try to speak from the middle of your experience rather than shifting into the brain, the voice of separation. Practice speaking from this place. Try it, it sounds different. Is anyone still there?
Hi, this is Mark. I could feel the expansion for sure. And there was also just a lot of clutter that just seemed to be there in the process.
And could you feel it releasing or digesting a bit?
Yeah. I could feel it releasing, but I could still just like, it just seems like there's so much of it that it's hard to get to that more open space in the process. So something I need to continue to sit with.
It'll happen. This really was the fire element dissolving all this heavy energy into light. It's amazing. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, I have a question. Mm-hmm. What was it with transforming our memories to trans? I don't understand.
Okay, so if you imagine every negative experience you've had in your life as a cinder block or something heavy, right? We carry that with us. Those memories are, you know, get like a heavy cloak on us. And, you know, the third chakra is the chakra of digestion, right? It's associated with the intestines and fire. And we were being cleansed of our heavy history. And the fire has the ability to burn it up and turn it into light. That's how a fire is fed. Heavy things are burned and it turns the fire into light.
That's why I've had a little bit of digestion problem.
Right now, you mean? Or in general?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Now we carry this with us. And this was an extremely powerful cleansing that was going on here.
I think that's exactly what I need.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Ananda.
Oh, we've got Ananda and then someone else after that. Okay.
So this purified state of I always fall into joy.
Oh, perfect.
And ecstasy and delight, and you know, it's like when you get a vision of beauty, you look out at a gorgeous fall day and it just you become this fountain of joy, or you hear some exquisite music and you become a fountain of joy. Mm-hmm. So to be purified and revivified and transformed, you know, with the fire element, it just releases, for me, it just releases happiness.
It's wonderful. Perfect. Perfect. Gold star. And can you feel, Ananda, how you're still in your body, but in an expanded sense?
Yes. And that's part of the joy, because I've had other experiences of being elevated that were more, they were not deeply embodied. Mm-hmm. So my intention of sharing this joy with all of the cells of my body, it's like, you know, the difference between, I don't know, being alone and being, you know, part of thousands of happy friends all in the same vibration.
Beautiful description.
And I just have this constant tendency to just go up. So it's been a very new practice for me to keep feeling deeper down and not just going up and out.
Yeah. And I get that. I mean, there are times when you want up and out, but if we haven't learned down and in as well, you know, we need the complete package, basically.
Yeah, this is wholeness.
Beautiful. Thank you. And there was one other person who's still on the line.
It's Kate. I've been practicing being a light ray connected. So when I'm out in the world or I'm just, you know, conscious, I send my energy into the core of the earth as best I can and imagine that is my ray of light. Then I connect up through to the central sun. And I imagine myself walking through the earth experience as that light and then interacting with my community always as that sort of thread and then seeing that each of us are the same and that as we move, we have this wave of color and light as we're interacting with each other. And somehow for me to stay connected this way is allowing the fullness of my body to just be in more wisdom with light. In, you know, I had an occurrence where I had a park ranger and my dogs, and I just felt all the heavy energy, and I just said, hey, let's go. And, you know, I took some time after at the ocean, and I just stood, and I just got that column of light. And it seems like I have an easier time interacting when I see myself as sort of a, it's almost like a holographic field of being.
So I would just say include all of this experience as needed. You know, the fully embodied and the fully expanded is to fulfill all of you. So thank you. Okay, is there anyone else?
Sarah, this is Kathy. And what a beautiful gift to experience clearing ancestral programming or those the wounds that you spoke of the lack of being. What a great time to clear out the closet. I just saw myself just throwing these skeletons into the fire and just going into ash.
and going and feeding the earth. And it reminded me of, you know, when we did Cusco and Mama Pancha and just, you know, eating that and nourishing her. What a wonderful practice. We need more practice to do that, because my skeleton gets full quick. So I'm hoping it's less now. And just to feel more, you know, I'm more whole in my own being of light in my physical body and my light body, because it's not my responsibility to carry those skeletons for someone else, anybody else. It surprised me. And I just feel just beautiful and light right now. Thank you.
This is the blessing of our collective consciousness, really. Did anyone notice the fatigue and then how you're not fatigued anymore? That slipping into that broader space and how that shifted the fatigue?
This is Cindy, and I noticed that. It was fascinating to see. So, I mean, I've experienced that fatigue a number of times, personally or in class.
And, yes.
So to just see this happen was really beautiful.
I'm glad you got to experience that. Oh, good.
Yes. I was awake.
Nothing wrong with going to sleep, but I just want people to get that when the opportunity presents itself, sometimes you can make this shift and keep going. And so it's good that we had that experience and it came to us that we were able to have it. Okay, anything else before we stop for lunch?
This is Laurie. Couple of things, actually. I did experience, what was interesting is that the exhaustion initially was it was exactly what you said, actually. It was a mental exhaustion. I could feel it in my head. And then that shifted completely. An exhaustion came back in, but it was different. It was, I don't know, kind of more what happens to me when I go really deep and then I, I'm out. wasn't out, but I could feel that kind of coming in. I'm also wondering, as I was feeling, okay, so over the last month or so, I have been aware of thoughts about memories and memories that are charged both positively and in a challenging way, a history. And so it was really cool that, so powerful that we did this, and I could feel, I really felt it, this expansion and this, it's hard to find words. The fire is a word, I suppose, but like a diffusing, moving out into the fields, I guess. What I'm curious about is, as the kinds of thoughts that I have had, memories, and wondering, is this something that's sort of stuck in me, stuck in my tissues and my fields? Or is this just a memory? How could I access this experience? And is it just a real, like a conscious release?
That's a good question, because I was surprised that I was guided to take us there. Huh. I wasn't intending this. It wasn't in the curriculum originally. and that's why I said our collective consciousness, and I think with this new feminine flow coming in, provided an opportunity for us to go into this space in a loving, gentle way where we're not trying to like crunch everything out, you know what I mean? Like dig it up and spit it out. And to me, that's more of the feminine way of clearing. And so the only thing I can say to you is listen to this meditation again, over and over until you find your way there, because it was a new experience.
How we were talking about earlier, when we meet the beings of light, angels, and how that's our being. And when we're talking about transmissions, you know, so like with this, there was this fire, it was a transmission, right? Mm-hmm. Is that it? So,
Wait a minute. It wasn't a transmission. This was not a transmission.
Okay.
This was what I would call an activation. And there's a difference for me. It might be not for anyone else, but transmission for me is when Susan was talking about gratitude, there was a transmission coming through her. I saw a light coming through her, radiating that energy to the group. Mm-hmm. And when I feel a transmission, it's from this very high frequency that beams through me and then radiates out mm-hmm. to the group. And to me, that's a tuning and a transmission. What came through in this was guiding an activation. So I wasn't transmitting mm-hmm. anything. I mean, I didn't feel that light coming through. I didn't feel the radiation going through, the tuning of the group. I didn't feel that. I was just guiding, hoping that people could experience this. So to me, that's more of an activation, opening up a possibility, but there wasn't a transmission coming through on that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so. I'll sit with that a little bit more, but would it make sense for me to say, like, let's say the exhaustion of the mind, the separation, whatever it is that we've been talking about, comes up in these weeks. If I could tap into like where I am even right now mm-hmm. and say, you know, intend to release these memories, this history into the fields, into the sphere of my being, does that make sense?
It makes sense. And there can be different different variance in the power of that, depending on where your consciousness is when you do it. So let's say you're preparing for Thanksgiving, you know, and like you're just exhausted. And you say that to yourself and you slip into that deeper state, you might not be able to continue cooking the turkey. You might have to sit down and you know, go into that space until you feel that going through that portal into that larger space, let it act on you and then come back. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So depending on where your consciousness is at when you intend it, will have different effects.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That actually brings me back to earlier when my mind gripped And so if my, just almost even the other, the flip side of what you just said, if I can't take that space and my mind is gripping to make something happen,
right,
it probably isn't going to work. It probably isn't, because there'll be that contraction.
So, right.
Yeah.
But, and I'll add this, it helps to constantly think and wish and hope for it.
Okay.
Because it's like tuning your being to that.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying in terms of like, I'm so miserable in the place where I'm wrong, like Scott said, that there's, it unleashes this desire to get out of there and into a new space.
Yeah.
And so it, you know, it can be helpful to remind yourself that I don't have to be here. And you can do that over and over and over again. And there's a cumulative effect of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Thank you. Thank you for talking through all these layers.
Sure. Sure. No, it's helpful to everyone, I'm sure. Okay. Anything else? Are you hungry? Okay, so let's see what time it is. Oh, we can effectively say it's 1 o'clock. It's 12:54 on my computer. Why don't we come back? Wait, there were 2:15. Give ourselves an hour and 15 minutes. I would love for you to jot down notes so that you can retain what happened today. You won't retain everything, but when you hear the recordings, it'll come back. But the act of trying to jot down some bullet points for yourself will be very helpful. And then, you know, walking outside and having your lunch and whatever, that would be good. So why not? We will hang up this time. I will send out another email with the afternoon Zoom information. So you're going to be coming onto the Zoom this afternoon with a different link. And we'll come back at 2:15 Eastern time. And now we're finally in a decent time zone for you guys on the West Coast. So enjoy, try jotting some things down. And then enjoy the time quietly without a lot of disturbance, if you can do that. Okay, so we'll see you in an hour and 15 minutes, and we are hanging up. I'll send out the email now. If you do not receive the email by an hour from now, that would be 2 o'clock my time, please email me and let me know that you did not receive it so that I can send it to you. But it should work. Okay, blessings, and have a nice little lunch.